Official records undercut Joe Biden's claim of rallying support for CFPB. By Harris Alic on October 18, 2019. Official White House records undercut a claim Joe Biden made during the fourth Democrat presidential primary debate of whipping votes for legislation that created the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB. During the Democrat debate on Tuesday, Biden and his two main competitors, Senators Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Bernie Sanders, DBT, traded barbs about who was best prepared to be commander-in-chief and what sort of vision was required to defeat President Donald Trump. Warren, in particular, cited her tenure, pushing for creation of the CFPB as proof she knew how to use executive authority to further her political agenda. Biden, who earlier in the debate claimed to be the only one on this stage that has gotten anything really big done, attempted to counter the argument by highlighting his own role in the creation of the CFPB. "I agreed with the great job she did, and I went on the floor and got you votes. I got votes for that bill. I convinced people to vote for it," the former vice president said. "So let's get those things straight, too." Despite the rhetoric, however, official scheduling records from the Obama-era White House dispute Biden's claims of having rallied support for the legislation. In fact, as The Intercept has reported, on the day of the passage of the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act, which created the CFPB, the former vice president's schedule notes he was not on the floor of the U.S. Senate. Records show that on the day the bill passed by a vote of 60-39, Biden only had one meeting with a member of Congress's upper chamber, Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC. It is unlikely, though, that Biden was attempting to sway Graham's vote on the bill because, at the time, the senator was one of the bill's leading opponents. Biden's schedule for the rest of the day shows meetings regarding issues such as Iraq and the then-stimulus spending program, but nothing about Dodd-Frank. As The Intercept noted, not only is there scant evidence to back up Biden's claim of going to the floor, but several of those involved in Dodd-Frank's passage also have no recollection of the former vice president playing a role. Former Representative Brad Miller, DNC, who helped author the bill, even went so far as to say he cannot recall ever hearing Biden's name mentioned as Dodd-Frank moved through Congress. This is not the first time the former vice president has inflated his role in a particular event for political gain. As Breitbart News reported in August, Biden has repeatedly inflated his role in the civil rights movement of the 1960s.